Bum 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 bum.
Let's get it.
Bum 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 bum. Hey guys, week two, and there's so much to talk about. Week one was incredible.
Man, I loved it. How about you? How'd you feel about week one? I enjoyed it so much.
Mixed feelings, but you know, we'll move on. We're moving past it. But you know, just happy football's back, and that's all I can really be thankful for. So
of course.
You know, same thing as last week. We're gonna go through every game, talk about fantasy sleepers. Who we think is going to be the top DFS player, three players from each game, who's going to win the game, we'll keep in tally of it. So please follow us on Instagram, CNC Football Podcast, Twitter, same handle.
Yeah. About last week's results, Cody had a 9-7 result, mm-hmm. and I had an 8-8 result.
Mm-hmm.
To clarify some of my losses, I took a lot of underdogs for betting purposes because I like them to cover the spread, and that's exactly what they did. I have receipts of that through my bets.
Okay.
And yes, your boy here was a winner because of my analysis of the games, and I was correct. But the underdogs just didn't win straight up.
8-8, feeling great. All right,
let's get it.
So let's move on with it. First game, very near and dear to my heart for multiple reasons. Thursday night football. The Jets coming off a 1-point loss to the 12-win Bengals last year. They're going to go to Buffalo.
Loss.
First color rush game, so those uniforms are going to be loud. Facing against Rex Ryan's hobble team, we got the New York Football Jets in Buffalo. Carl, who do you got for the game to cook? Who do you have to win? Tell me how you feel about this game.
Man, it's a short week for the Jets. They're traveling not too far, so that's a good thing. But let's face it, Rex Ryan know how to stop you guys. Buffalo Bills defense manhandled you guys in 5 previous matchups dating back to November 2013.
But
five straight losses.
Three of those were with Rex Ryan.
Five straight losses for the Jets. Okay. J-E-T-S-S. S-S-S-L. Sweeping them 22-17 in both games last season. I had the Bills winning this game in a close one. I think their defense could hold up. Sammy Watkins and all the players. Let me get into the other fantasy players that I have. LeSean Shady McCoy, last time he played the Jets on a Thursday, he touched them up for 112 yards on 19 carries, 47 reception yards on 47 receiving yards on 5 receptions. I think that's something that's doable. This offense is very depleted. If you watch them play against Baltimore, I don't know what was going on. They couldn't get anything going. It was just atrocious. So I think Shady's in a good spot for this game, especially being on a short week. He could attack that defense. Another player we have, Sammy Watkins. Do I think this is the game that he shows out and comes to life? Maybe. But like I said, they don't have that many players. So I'm just going to put him here in this spot for fantasy purposes and DFS purposes. Because I know if you drafted Sammy Watkins, you're not going to sit him. You're going to play him. So you might as well. So I'm just going to put him here. And plus, besides, 2 years ago, he had 157 yards on 3 receptions and 1 TD. Last year when the Jets were in the game, situation that they needed to win in order to be in the playoffs, Watkins went off for 11 receptions, 136 yards in the 22-17 win. So maybe that could be a repeat. They didn't get touchdowns, but he definitely got racked up the yak. So that was good. That's it pretty much.
Okay, so I couldn't agree any less on anything you said.
Okay, but that's stats.
Yeah.
So that's fact. Though.
Okay, I have stats.
That's fact.
I have facts too. Sammy Watkins might not play.
Okay.
He's recovering from his broken foot. He had surgery on. He still has screws in it, and apparently he's in excruciating pain. So he's a game time decision.
No, but he said he's playing.
He said that, but now they're saying it's doubtful today. New reports came out, so we'll see about that. Hopefully he doesn't play as a Jets fan, obviously, because he's a talent. Having said that, though, the Bills have had so many losses. I mean, this is like, outside of the San Francisco 49ers last year, this is one of the worst off seasons I can remember a team having just in terms of players who are either suspended or hurt or not playing anymore. There's a lot of things I'm worried about with this team. If I was a Bills fan, I mean, almost all their front seven suspended or hurt. They don't have any of their starters. Their first two picks aren't playing for the first 6 games. Reggie Ragland's not playing the entire year.
Okay.
Look. The Jets lost to the Bengals. The Bengals were one of the top teams in the NFL last year, and they should have beat them if they had their field goal made if their kicker made a field goal. They lost by 1 point, so it wasn't like they were like outmatched. Yes, Revis got toasted, but let's be honest. AJ Green toasts everyone. AJ Green's a top receiver in the league.
Okay.
If Sammy Watkins is at full health, I'd have all the confidence in the world. Last week against a very bad Ravens secondary, he couldn't do anything. Do I think the Jets have a better defense than the Ravens? Absolutely. They shut down the run game, so I'm not worried about Shady McCoy. And to flip it around, offense, Matt Forte looked incredible. And I think that this is going to be a bounce-back game for Brandon Marshall as well.
He couldn't even crack 100 yards on 22 rushes.
He had 96. He had 96.
Doesn't matter. He didn't 90. Crack 100.
Okay.
Then he cracked 100.
Okay.
It's 96 over 100. All right. Just answer that question. All right. All right. No. All
right. Anyways. And on top of that, the Jets' defensive line is looking like one of the best in the league.
Oh, yeah. Leonard sacks, man. That's
Leonard Williams had 2.5 sacks. He had 3 last year. He's only 22. I think this is going to be an all-time Jets defensive line. I'm really excited to see this flourish. So because of that, against a beat-up Bills team that's not that disciplined, that's hurting, that got manhandled by the Ravens, who no one really thinks
they didn't really get manhandled if your score is only like 13-7.
They weren't doing anything at all. Tyrod looked rattled the entire game.
They played him to their strength. They played it. They wanted him to be a pocket quarterback, something that he's not, so they contained
him. He got paid like it. So like, exactly. Everyone's expecting. Like, look, I drafted Tyrod in a lot of my DFS lineups last week, so I was hurt because I'm a Tyrod believer. But if he can't do it against the Ravens, I don't know what to think because those cornerbacks shouldn't be scaring anyone. Okay. I know they don't have anyone else to throw to, but because of that, the Jets winning. Who do I have you taken? Thank you for asking. You have Matt Forte. I think he's really going to emerge.
Matt Forte.
No, Cody does.
Okay.
PPR monster. PPR monster. Got me mad points in DFS. I won $40 yesterday off a $3 buy-in. Holla at me.
Nice. Let's
and part of it because Forte, he had 30 points for me.
Ching-ching.
Jets defense. They had me 12 points. Love that. I think even if they didn't give as many touchdowns, they hit even more. But 7 sacks is ridiculous against the top offensive line with the Bengals, against the Bills who are beat up. Cordy Glenn's not going to play their top left tackle, too. Yeah. I think they're going to be good for somewhere close to that range again if they can contain Tyrod.
Okay.
Eric Decker's going to be a bounce back. But my sleeper, just because of the opportunity, Robert Woods. I think Sammy's really hurt. That's what all the reports are indicating. They're going to keep him in the game just because you have to respect the fact that he's in there. It's like what the Lions did with Megatron last year.
Okay.
But they're going to try to find ways to get other players involved. And I think because of that, Robert Woods is going to be the player.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a nice pick, though.
All right, so we got the Jets out of the way. It only took 10 minutes. Moving on.
Of course, man. You're right.
Moving on, we got the Niners against Carolina at home. Carl, what do you got for this game?
Oh, man. San Francisco, they looked amazing yesterday versus at home. So, it's nothing. They were good at home last year, winning all their games, and they lost 7 out of 8 games on the road. And for that reason alone, this is the same old team, just different coaches. You know, I'm going with Carolina here. They're going to win this game.
Yeah.
I like Cam Newton. He's going to do Cam Newton things. Kelvin Benjamin should give this defense a fit because of his size and speed, especially going down the middle. And then another person that actually have a San Francisco 49er player is Carlo Tide.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Carolina gave up 2 touchdowns to C.J. Anderson. There's no reason in my mind Carlo Tide won't be able to come in here and do his thing.
Yeah, no.
Hold up. Sleeper pick
good.
For me.
Good.
I'm so in a rush to talk. Got this. Sleeper pick for me this year. For this game, is going to be Ted Ginn, in my opinion. The last time they played was 2014. Was the last time he played with them. He had 4 receptions, 104 yards. So, yeah, I like that. I like Ted Ginn for this one.
I think he played for the 49ers, too, for a year or two. They've had so many bad receivers play for them. I think obviously Carolina's going to win this game because of the fact that, I mean, they should have won. Again, kicker's fucking everything up. If it wasn't for Graham Goodell, they would have won that game. And I think Cam had a masterful late drive to win that game. Unfortunately, they couldn't pull it together. But I think Cam is going to just really beast on this young, inexperienced 49ers team.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you got to pick Cam. You got to pick Kelvin. You got to pick Greg Olsen.
13.
Yeah, and you know what? Frankly, I would go for that. At home in Carolina, after a loss, they're looking to impress those home fans. And I think against this team with Blaine Gabbert, who looked awful, they're going to cook.
Mm-hmm.
One other player, my sleeper player, just off of sheer volume, is going to be Jeremy Curley.
Okay.
Slot receiver. He got traded to the 49ers after being with the Lions for like a preseason. And he got 11 targets yesterday. He's quickly becoming their top receiver, even because Chip loves using the players in the slot.
Yep.
He's really short and shifty, and I think he's going to capitalize.
Man, what happened to Torrey Smith, yo? His career is over. Man.
Torrey Smith.
Until he leaves San Francisco, he won't be relevant.
Torrey Smith is trash. so like that, that's who I got Carolina winning. Moving on, we got the NFC East division rivals, the Dallas Cowboys at the Washington Redskins. Both teams lost this last Sunday. So who do you have winning this game? Who do you like in this game, Carl?
Cowboys traveling to Washington. I could see Washington coming home winning this game. They just came from a nasty defeat from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I could see Zeke Elliott going off in this game, same way D'Angelo Williams did yesterday. I could see him having a great game on the ground. I could also see Dak Prescott having a good game. He had a good drives, a lot of good drives versus the Giants, making us question their defense. But I don't know. I don't really know. He could definitely get off a lot of dink and dunks on that defense, but that deep ball is not going to work against them, especially if Norman is matched up against Dez. And they don't move Dez around like they do Antonio Brown, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's be honest. Both Dez and Josh Norman didn't look like the top players of their position that we all expected them to be. So that's going to be an interesting matchup for both of them.
I also have DeSean Jackson. Last time he played them, he had 6 receptions, 80 yards, and 1 touchdown. My sleeper pick is going to be Crowder. Without Jackson in the lineup, he had 5 receptions, 109 yards, 1 touchdown. Yesterday versus Pittsburgh, he was very involved, more so than Pierre Garçon. So that would be my sleeper pick.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's not a bad pick at all. Yeah. Actually, the Redskins winning this just because I think that they kind of they're a closer team. Everything that you expected the Cowboys to be good at on Sunday didn't work out, and the players that you weren't expecting to be contributors were. So players like Dez Bryant, Zeke Elliott, these players you think are going to be stars, both of them kind of fizzled out. And I know the Giants played a tough defense.
Cole Beasley and Witten were your stars.
Thank you for stepping on my point. Yeah. Good. Reading my notes. See, you had the rest of them. Get some picks right. Be over 500.
Yeah, let's get it.
Anyways, so like my co-host said, so Witten and Beasley, these two players who you really don't think about because they don't offer anything after the catch, really. They both really stepped it up, and they took the pressure off Dez. Terrence Williams made a bonehead mistake at the end of the game as well, but that looked pretty good over the middle. So I expect, once again, Witten and Beasley. That's what you look for rookie quarterback. You want the tight end, and you want the slot receiver over the middle. Those are the safest passes for them to take, and they're going to keep dinking and ducking it over there. I like those guys a lot. For Washington, obviously I like Jordan Reed. They kept trying to funnel the ball to him. Unfortunately, they couldn't get him in the end zone, but he still looked really good. And
yeah, he definitely
he's a pro.
His hands, man.
Yeah, and one player that I have for a sleeper pick who I think actually looked really good, he lost some weight, is Alfred Morris in a revenge game.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him a lot of opportunity. And I'll tell you right now, I know Zeke Elliott's a rookie. Alfred Morris looked better on Sunday, and I think that Alfred Morris might have a better game than Zeke is going to have this one, too. Yeah. I'm not saying he's better than Zeke or Zeke won't get better. Zeke's going to be a fantastic player, but he's still figuring it out.
Yeah, especially there was a couple of plays when Zeke would run, he would get stopped. But as soon as they put Alfred Morris in, he's over here busting off 10-yard games.
Yeah, and a side note, too, we'll talk about this later, but Giants defense looks really good.
Yeah.
They really improved over the offseason.
The only reason I said the Giants defense had us questioning is because you really let Dak, kept driving every time. And they were just getting field goals. They were stopping in the red zone, but I don't know. Just kept driving on them.
I mean, just between last year and this year, they look better.
But
we'll get to
sure,
them.
Sure.
So anyways, like I said, I got the Redskins winning this.
Same.
All right, so moving on. Another fantastic, it's going to be the game of the week, division matchup. We have the Cincinnati Bengals at home against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Carl, who you got for this game?
The players that I like, before I get into who's going to win, the players that I like, D. Will. I like D'Angelo Williams.
Looked incredible.
D'Angelo Williams, he did a great job versus Washington Redskins. So I think I expect him to do the same thing. But they have a history of stopping him and keeping him under 100 yards. But the last time he played against them, he had 2 touchdowns. So I like D'Angelo Williams. That's before Le'Veon was in the lineup. Antonio Brown is another player that I like. A.B., he's just a beast, man. You have to plug him in. Regardless of the matchup, you can't go against him, man. He's a chalk play every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And then a person from the Cincinnati Bengals side that I like is A.J. Green. Last time they played, he had 11 receptions, 118 yards, one TD. And the next game, he had 6 receptions, 132 yards, one TD. Can't go against that at all, and I think A.J. Green is going to do wonderful things. But I definitely have Pittsburgh winning this game.
Yeah, no, I think that those three players are some of the most explosive players in the league. And just because Le'Veon's starting in front of D'Angelo, I think a lot of people forget how good D'Angelo Williams was, especially when he was with the Panthers, too. I mean, that was a really solid team. But, now that he's the bell cow for the next three games just because Le'Veon's suspended, and I think that he looked fantastic. He had 130 or something like that.
Yeah.
A.B. just looked fantastic. Again, he's just unstoppable with those routes he was running. And I think against a slower, the quarterbacks that the Bengals have are a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Not as athletic as the players on Washington. He was going against Breland and Norman, who are pretty solid players, and they're definitely better than Drake.
I think Norman did his thing though. Norman held his own, but Breland,
yeah, not so but Breland's good. Breland's a top 15 cornerback. Yeah, he likes, and I think he's better than Drake or Patrick or Patrick Jones, who's going to be facing. So I think that AB's going to have an even better game.
Yeah.
Obviously, AJ Green as well. I think he's going against. I mean, if he did that to Revis yesterday, what's he going to do against these scrubs and the Steelers in their secondary? I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I think it's going to be a really high scoring game. I'm really excited to watch this game as well because I think these two teams really hate each other. Obviously, what happened in the playoffs last year, all those players got ejected. Some of Joey Porter gets on the field and starts like talking shit in the middle of the playoffs. And that gets Pac-Man. I don't know.
Yeah, nah, they're going to be good. Vontaze Burfict not playing. So there's no suspension, no fighting. And then Ben Roethlisberger even said in the offseason that, man, he's not even looking for that type of rivalry, man. He just want to have a good game.
He's not looking, but he's going to find it. Who do you have winning this game?
I said I have Pittsburgh winning this game.
Yeah, okay, I do too.
What about you?
I have the same thing.
Okay.
All right, next up. We got a rivalry. Not really.
Nah, it's not a rivalry.
We have
it's
a game.
It's just a shootout.
We have a game that's featuring Carl's New Orleans Saints to New Jersey against the New York Football Giants.
Yes.
Carl, who do you like in this game, and who do you have winning?
One person I like is going to be from the other side. Not the Saints side. It's the other side. Fuck the other side. Odell Beckham, man. Last time he played in the Dome, he had 8 receptions, 130 yards, 3 TDs. Our best cornerback went down with an injury. So he's going to be out for a while. So my boy, P.J. Williams, might be tasked with stopping Odell Beckham.
P.J. didn't get embarrassed.
I don't know, man. I don't think you can have, but I'm rooting for my boy.
The cape's coming off.
I'm rooting for my boy. No, the cape is still on. It's flapping in the wind,
we
folks.
We will revisit this. It's falling off.
So definitely Odell Beckham's a player to target against the secondary, for sure, for sure. And with saying that, he's not on my list, but I would add Sterling Shepard in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could do good things against this secondary. Player from our side, New Orleans side, is going to be Kobe Fleener. Last year, Ben Watson went off for 9 receptions, 147 yards, and 1 TD. I think Kobe Fleener could step in this game, do it. Last game, he didn't do so well. He played poorly, probably at like 3 targets. I definitely expect him to step it up because we didn't pay him money for him not to show up. And he's not a blocking tight end, so he's not helping us out in the run. So I expect him to show up, especially that Giants didn't do anything much for the linebacker core. So he got to find some soft spots in the middle of that defense.
Yeah.
And then go ahead.
No, look at the story change on Kobe Fleener. I'm
not done though. Yeah. I thought you were saying something of relevance.
No, go
get out of here.
That is relevant.
Lastly, we're gonna go Breeze versus Manning, man. 505 yards, 7 TDs versus 350 yards, 6 TDs respectively. Those two individuals had a shootout in the Dome. It's good weather this weekend, so I don't expect anything less than that. Even if it is less than that, it's still gonna be stellar performance from both these guys. So,
yeah. No, and I think that, you know, you can't go wrong in either DFS lineups if you use Breeze or Manning. I think Manning's going to be owned so much just because of the Saints lost Delvin Bro.
A Breeze, Cooks, and Sneed stack won, like, top prizes.
Yeah, that did. That was crazy. And actually had my Breeze and Cooks stack is what won me the $40. I love Breeze. I love Cooks. I love Odell, obviously. Someone who also I would get is Willie Sneed. And I would also make sure to target Michael Thomas. I think that they're going to use him a little more of this game.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the Cowboys did a good job of stopping. They didn't get Dez in, but they got a lot of the middle of the field with Cole Beasley and Jason Witten. Mm-hmm. I think that the Saints saw that they're going to try to put Willie Sneed in space and go against those weaker safeties and linebackers that the Giants have. So I think there's going to be a shootout. I wouldn't be surprised if both teams score somewhere near the 30s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to definitely do better than Cowboys. We're going to get in the red zone and score. We're not going to settle for field goals. And especially after the showing our rookie kicker had last week, Will Lutz, man, he cost us the game. He missed an early field goal from like 40 yards. He missed that one. And then he took an extra point, got it blocked, but it still went in. That was horrible. And then to end the game, the final drive, he missed that field goal. But that's not to his fault. It was like a 60-yarder. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, 60-yarder.
It was a bad week for kickers, though. Yeah, really, man. Bad week for kickers.
So
who do you have winning this game?
I'm going with my Saints, man.
Okay.
So, it's gonna, like I said, we're going to convert in the red zone. That's not going to be an issue. We're going to put up points, man. If this defense allowed Dak Prescott to drive and complete half drives like that, just imagine what Breeze is going to do. And we played them, so
okay.
It's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, the Photoshop's already waiting. So yes. it's just
let's wait. Go. I'm going with the Saints. You go with the Giants. I already know you're going with the Giants.
Obviously.
I don't care.
Obviously.
Let's get it.
Okay, cool. This is going to be great Photoshop. I'm putting it on your Facebook wall.
All right.
All right, next up, we got another division rival. We have the Miami Dolphins at New England against Jimmy Garoppolo and the Patriots. Carl, who do you like in this game, and who do you have winning?
I wouldn't target this game at all for fantasy. I don't have much players, but if he does play, I'm targeting, and it's going to be Devontae Parker. Last time he played against them, 5 receptions, 106 yards, 1 TD. Mm. I expect them to do the same thing because they're going to be focused on Jarvis Landry and keeping him limited. Other than that, I can't see Miami really moving the ball on this New England defense, similar to really what Arizona couldn't do in the first half. And Carson Palmer is a much better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I don't think they could get the run game going because Aaron Foster is not about that life.
who do you have winning this game?
It's a tough game, man. It's a tough game. Oh, man. Come back to me.
Okay. All right. You're a Dolphins fan on the low. So for me, I there's a lot of players liking this game, actually. I think Chris Hogan's still going to be undervalued. I think he's more talented once he gets acclimated with his offense and Brady's back. I think he's going to be better than Edelman this year.
Yeah.
I think just his talents, he's bigger, he's faster. I think he's a better catcher as well. I like Chris Hogan a lot. He's still undervalued. I don't know his DFS price yet.
I don't think he's going to come into play until Tom Brady comes back.
I mean, he had a huge touchdown last week, and it was in stride. He had a great touchdown in preseason, too.
Yeah.
And I've been a fan of this guy since he was on the Bills, and even before that with the Dolphins on Hard Knocks. I think he's going to be really good. Edelman looked like Edelman, too. He's going to eat it up, but over the middle. This Dolphins secondary is really poor. And then,
how are you going to say they're poor? Look what they did to Seattle. Like, how are you going to say they're poor?
That was more because of Seattle's offensive line was so bad.
And their defense made plays.
Their defensive front.
They had interceptions, too. Like, okay. What are you talking about?
All right. Stop caving. Hey,
yo, because I'm not caving. You're just putting them in the doghouse, and you acting like they did nothing good. Seattle was supposed to blow them out by 10 points. What happened? I told you they could have won the game. They just couldn't stop them that last drive. For betting purposes, it definitely helped me out because they covered the 10-point spread. But still, man, you acting like Miami's really that trash.
Miami.
They went to Seattle. You said they were supposed to get blown out. The game script was supposed to be blow out first half, run second half.
You're hurt.
I'm just saying. They still lost. Man.
I survived. I picked Seattle in both my Survivor leagues, and I survived.
That's good. I picked Houston, Arizona. I lost one, so yeah. I don't care.
I care because I'm happy that I know that Miami, and I'm well aware of what this team can and can't do, the limitations. I think they're going to be, actually disagree, I think Jarvis Landry's going to have a really good game.
Because
one of the things I did see that Arizona was having success with was working out the slot. And that's where Larry Fitzgerald was winning a lot of his matchups. He was going in the slot, doing a lot of misdirection routes, and that's what Jarvis Landry does best. Does he do anything after the catch? Absolutely not. But is he going to rack up probably somewhere over 10 catches? I could definitely see that as well.
Okay.
And then, you know, obviously the big question mark is if Gronk's healthy or not. We don't know. He was a weird late-time scratch. It's hard to know for New England, and as a Gronk fantasy owner in both my leagues, it pisses me off because they won't say anything. He just won't show up on the flight. And you won't know what's going on yet because it's Saturday, and he's just not in Arizona all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on. So definitely got to pay attention to that. But all in all, I think that this is going to be a blowout. I think New England's going to win by 20, and I fucking hate the Patriots so much. But they didn't look like they haven't missed a beat. And, you know, it come down to the chicken or the egg. Who makes the Patriots great? Is it Brady or is it Belichick? I think after what we saw against Arizona, a team that a lot of people are thinking is going to be in the Super Bowl, at Arizona, I think that Belichick is what really makes this team. They're so disciplined. They just hit all their assignments. He has everyone doing their job. And, you know, as a Jets fan, I hate to say it and I hate to see it, but there was part of me that enjoyed it because, like, this is just flawless football execution.
Yeah.
So I got New England winning this.
I'm going with Miami. I'm going opposite. I'm taking Miami again.
Okay.
They're going to cover the spread, and they're actually going to win this game.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I really hope you're right.
I don't have to hope. I know.
I hope as a Jets fan, I hope you're right. All right, moving on. We got I think, probably the second best game of the week. We got the Kansas City Chiefs at Houston. Carl, who do you like in this game, and who do you want to win?
One player I like in this game is Travis Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he had great games against in both the games they played, one in the regular season and one in the playoffs. He had 6 receptions, 106 yards, 2 TDs. In the playoffs, he had 8 receptions, 128 yards. I think it's definitely a spot where he can repeat and have success doing that. I don't know why Cutler wasn't attacking using Zach Miller. I have Zach Miller in my fantasy league. Tight about that. Another player that I like in this game is going to be Will Fuller going against Phillip Gaines. I think Will Fuller should break out and have a better game than he did last week. I'm predicting 2 touchdowns for this guy.
I can definitely see that.
So, yeah, and then, of course, DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. He's going to get his regular stats. So, I like that. Those are the 3 players I have. The team that I have winning this game, it's going to be KC.
Yeah.
I think they could go in into Houston and win this game. After what Alex Rivers. He played like he was a river. After what Alex Smith did, Houston to win this game.
Yeah. I mean, look, they definitely could. I don't see it happening. Okay. I think that this Houston team is the antithesis of what San Diego was. They played really good defense. San Diego has an awful, awful run
they
defense.
They did, but let's not act like Chicago wasn't in the game until even in well into the fourth quarter.
They did, but this is a really young team.
With KC, I just think they had more talent than on the Bears. But on the defensive side, the Bears are more talented. But I still think as a unit, KC can get this dub.
Yeah, so I actually refuse to win in this. I think that it's a really young team, new quarterback. All the second, third, and fourth receiving options are all different now.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen's just getting involved, but Will Fuller, Braxton Miller are both getting acclimated. Lamar Miller is just getting acclimated.
Cool.
So they're really just starting to gel.
20-plus
carries. Yeah.
He's the bat.
He is. And Will Fuller looked great, too. I dropped Tyler Irvin this week. I'm past it. I'm past it.
F-bat.
I'm moved on. But I think DeAndre is going to have a monster week this week. Where the Chiefs are flawed is at cornerback.
Yeah.
They were getting torn up by Keenan Allen before
he broke. Keenan Allen, man. Whatever. Every single year.
Tore his ACL, and I think if he was still in the games, Kansas City's losing that game.
Poor guy.
I think that he was really putting on a clinic, and not to kick him in while he's down. I mean, Keenan Allen's a great receiver, but DeAndre Hopkins is an elite receiver. I think he's going to do – look.
Keenan Allen's only 24 still.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Actually, DeAndre is too. I think they're the same draft class. But, I promise you right now, Bill O'Brien is watching that tape, watching what Keenan Allen did.
Yeah.
He's going to make sure DeAndre Hopkins is exploiting the same part of the secondary that Keenan Allen was. So I think DeAndre's going to be in for a crazy game. Will Fuller's going to be in for a crazy game. Lamar Miller's going to have a lot of opportunity. I'd shy away from Spencer Ware. I'm going to have him in a few DFS lineups, but I'm definitely erring with caution as opposed to where I was at last week with him.
They did a good job containing Langford.
They did. And, I think that Watts just getting healthier. They were all over Cutler, too. Cutler was getting beat up in that game.
Oh, yeah. So, but that's an offensive line. That's bad. I don't think KC offensive line is that bad.
I think that the Bears, they have, 2 pretty good players. So we'll see. But I'm confident that Houston's going to win this.
Okay.
All right, moving on. We got this game is gross. We got the Titans at Detroit. Who do you like in this game, and who do you think is going to win?
Like I told you guys last week, man, stay away from the running backs versus them Tennessee Titans. You saw what they did with AP, 19 carries for like 30 yards.
Oh, that burned me.
Oh, come on, man.
I should listen to you.
Yeah, I said that. The Tennessee, they're good against the run. So Tennessee versus Detroit, I have Detroit winning this game, the home team, because I only think Tennessee, they're really dedicated to this smash-mouth football. And if they're down the way the Colts were down, I don't think Tennessee is capable of coming back like that. They only – Tajay Sharp, he led the team in receptions, targets. And, so I don't know. I can't see that happening. But a player that I'm targeting, you would want to target, is Don DeMarco. Good for Tennessee, man. 2 touchdowns last week. He's run the ball, but he also had two fumbles in the game, I believe.
Yeah.
So that actually helped Minnesota win the game. Another player that I want to target is Delanie Walker versus this defense. Keenan Allen and Jack Doyle, they had a touchdown apiece. Jack Doyle actually had 2 touchdowns. So you definitely want to target Delanie Walker against this defense. And for Detroit, I'm not even going to single anybody out. Just target the receivers and tight ends versus Tennessee secondary. You could definitely get some points out of that.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's kind of hard to tell, where this Titans defense stands in the passing game because they were going against Sean Hill.
Yeah, but Diggs had a great game. Even Rudolph had an okay game.
Yeah, no, so, you're right. You're definitely right. I'm just saying, I'm not really sure where this team stands. So I was actually torn in this game. I kept going back and forth. I thought Titans might pull it off. I wouldn't be shocked if they do. I just really liked how Marvin Jones Jr. and Golden Tate looked. And Eric Ebron finally came into his own, too. Had a few really nice catches. So just because of that, the inefficiency in the Titans and all those turnovers, they really shot themselves in the foot. And you know, they were in that game for a little while, too. But some just disgusting, and really bad interception and a fumble on the handoff that you know Mariota decided not to give away on an option route. You know, I think that this Titan team is going to be good once these first-round picks, but they're still so young. Yeah. I do love Henry in this game. I don't think there's anyone in this Lions defense that can match up.
You love you some Henry, boy.
I think Henry's really going to have it. I think Henry's going to – this is going to be the game where he starts to really make sure and make it known that he's a bell cow. Okay. That's what I'm predicting from this game. So I'm really excited for Golden Tate III, Marvin Jones Jr., mm-hmm. and Derrick Henry. But all in all, I think Detroit wins in a really close one. But, you know, this I'm not ballsy enough to say the Titans are going to win this. if they were in home, I'd give this to the Titans. But since in Detroit, I give it to the Lions.
Okay.
All right, moving on. We have the JV version of the AFC North Division rivalry. We have the Baltimore Ravens at Cleveland.
Okay.
Who do you like in this game, and who do you want
to
win?
All I have to say is cue up Gary Barnage.
Mm-hmm.
Last year in two games, one game they had 8 receptions, 139 yards, 1 TD. And yes, his boy Josh McCown is back under center. He's going to do great things. Another game he had 7 receptions, 91 yards, man. I expect these similar stats, if not better, because Barnage, I know he gave everybody a donut. I'm included because I have him in one of my leagues. I'm upset about that, but hey, let's face it. RG3 went down with an injury, shoulder sprain, his non-throwing arm. And now here comes Josh McCown. And he played well against Baltimore in both games. Granted that Baltimore had a lot of injuries in both those games. So we'll see how that goes. But another player I want to target is Justin Forsett. One game that he did play against Cleveland, he had 21 carries, 121 yards for one touchdown. I believe he could produce similar stats. If not, it's going to be between him and Terrence West. So I believe they could produce, especially on that defense. I think their defense was better last year. And, they got rid of a lot of players on that defense. So I'm going with that. And then another player is going to be Josh McCown, aka Drago. Cue him up. He, like I said, he played well against that defense and that team in general. I believe they're going to be down, so they're going to be throwing a lot. He's a better quarterback, in my opinion, than RG3. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, there's a few things I want to touch on, definitely. Want to see who emerges from the Ravens in this backfield and who's going to be the lead running back, because it's going to be tough running out of pick who's going to go. It looks like Forsett's that guy, but they were in love with Terrence West in the preseason, so who knows? And then there's obviously Kenneth Dixon. And
No, that split was definitely there, present in the last game, too.
Yeah, so that's going to be tough. For me, you know, personally, I love the idea of RG3 cooking with all his Baylor teammates, but, you know, I've seen Josh McCown do it. And I've seen him do it with his team. So Barnage just becomes that much more attractive of an option now that he's going to be playing. I think Terrell Pryor's going to have a lot more opportunity, too.
The reason why. Oh, my God.
The reason why is when Josh Gordon was having these crazy games is with Josh McCown. I think Gordon and Pryor are very similar in skill set. And when Gordon comes back, too, it's going to only help. But I think McCown offers more to this team as a passing quarterback. I think that Pryor and Corey Coleman are both going to benefit from this game. But the player I have benefiting the most from this game, who's really going to cook, is Mike Wallace. If you go back to one of our first podcasts, I said Mike Wallace was going to be one of the biggest sleepers this year. He's going to come in there. He never had a really big passing quarterback since he left Pittsburgh. Came in, what's he do? Was an 82-yard touchdown his first game.
Yep.
Holla at me.
I agree.
All right, I got the Ravens winning this. What about you?
Same. I have Ravens winning the game. Like I said, I have Cleveland, hanging in there, but definitely Ravens winning. So the spread is like a low 3, so you could definitely buy some points on that, probably bump it to like 5. You should be straight with Cleveland, but Ravens for sure.
Nice. I mean, this game we should just be on the same page for. We have Seattle at Los Angeles against the Rams.
I don't know, man. This game could be either ugly or just a blowout, but I definitely have Seattle winning this game.
Yeah, I do too.
It's players you want to target. Can't really talk about this game much. I don't really like
I would stay away from this game.
Yeah, I would stay. But players you could target, Thomas Rolls or CM. Christian defense. Michael.
And yeah. Seattle defense.
I actually have Rams defense for the simple fact that they're going to be playing in their stadium for the first time. That energy is going to be crazy. So I see this as a low scoring game. It's actually one of the lowest scoring games from Vegas. So and another player, Todd Gurley, last time they played, he had 19 carries, 89 yards for one touchdown. He failed to get into the end zone last game versus the 49ers. This time he's coming home. He's going to have that momentum and the energy and the crowd behind him. I could see him just, you know, adrenaline rushing and just, doing his thing.
They said Case Keenum might already be benched after one game.
No.
They were debating Sean Mannion, and he might come in this game. I felt bad for Todd Gurley yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to start swinging off on his lineman. He would have no opportunity. Now he's going against Seattle, who are dogs out there, so... This is going to be a really awful game. I won't be surprised if Seattle won 9-6, but...
Yeah, it's going to be an ugly game, man.
This is gross.
The only reason... the reason I like Seattle, LA defense, because you saw what Miami defense did.
Yeah.
LA defense is like 10 times better than that.
Oh, yeah, it's not a bad pick at all. I mean, you could pick both defenses, and you know what? I bet in DFS that Los Angeles Rams defense would be low-owned, so I definitely wouldn't be afraid of targeting them.
But Seattle...
Oh, yeah, easily. All right, next up, we got Tampa Bay, and they're flying all the way across country to Arizona. Who do you like, and who do you have in this game?
Oh, man, I don't know, man. Arizona, they let me down in a big way last week.
Mm-hmm.
I lost in two Survivor Leagues because of that. Oh, man, it was tough. It was tough, but I bounced back. I was all right after this. I slept it off. It was cool. I won money elsewhere, so I wasn't chirping.
Out here.
Yeah,
that chirping was your Boost
I'm,
Mobile.
I'm well
in the corner. On the corner.
I'm well invested. I'm well invested into these games. Let's get it. This week, before I talk about who I think is going to win, I like Vincent Jackson. He should be lined up against the rookie Brandon Williams.
He was getting exposed.
Yeah, I think Winston could do some things with that if he uses the Vincent Jackson accordingly, and I expect that to happen. Another player I like is David Johnson. Can't go against him, man. He got the bulk of the carries. I think CJ only had like one carry.
Ugh.
So I definitely expect David Johnson to get a touch, get in there, get in the end zone. That's pretty much it. I don't really have that many players for that side. I expect the Cardinals to win this game.
Yeah, no, I do too, and I think that. You know, this is going to be a closer game than I think people expect just because of how good Jameis is looking like he's evolved into.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he was playing the Falcons, granted, who are one of the worst secondaries. But,
yeah.
I mean, that throw to Austin Seferian Jenkins was just beautiful. And so was Mike Evans.
Evans was the same thing.
Yeah.
They had better safety coverage back there, so I don't think that's going to happen.
And I think they're going to avoid. I would definitely not pick ASJ just because of how good the safeties are for the
Cardinals. And plus, you can't pick ASJ, man. That was like one target. That was on one pass. He didn't have anything else throughout in the other games. So, definitely.
Definitely. I completely agree, and I think that this is a team you want to avoid.
Yeah.
The only players I love Jameis, and my Jameis cape is in the wind, but I would not pick him for DFS this year.
Yeah.
Neither would I pick Evans.
No, not this year, this game.
This game, that's what I meant. Yeah, excuse me. But one player I was really happy to see who still has it is Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, he was able to do at that age and those plays he makes. He just has Super Saiyan mode.
Yeah.
Like, when the game's on the line, we've seen it countless time and time again. Obviously, the Steelers Super Bowl a few years ago when he just, like, went crazy with Kurt Warner. Last year against the Green Bay Packers when he was unstoppable.
Oh, yeah.
After that, those two Hail Marys from the Packers, he just came in there and took the game over. And then yesterday, too, he knew his prime time. He knew it was against the Patriots. He knew he was at home and he wanted to get it done. And if it wasn't for those fucking kickers, man.
Yeah.
I hate these kickers.
Yeah.
They ruined it. Three different teams who could potentially be in the Super Bowl. The Carolina Panthers. The Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
The New York Football Jets.
New Orleans Saints. I thought you were talking about my Saints. Our kicker messed it up for us, too. He lost by one. Yeah. Fuck.
Nah, I didn't say that. But, yeah, like I said, so I definitely think that what's going to happen is Arizona's going to come in there, they're going to reestablish themselves and let everyone know that they are contenders. It's hard to go against New England, but I think that Arizona's going to take this. Target Fitz, target DJ, everything else, stay away because this game, you know, a lot of variables. So other than that, I wouldn't pick anyone else.
Okay.
Moving on, we got Jacksonville Jaguars going across country to San Diego. Who do you like in this game, and who do you think is going to win?
It's going to be a good matchup. I definitely like this matchup. One person I like is TJ Yeldon. If Chris Ivory's out and he gets the bulk of the carry, I expect him to do damage against this San Diego defense, who let Spencer Ware go completely off like off the grid, the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
So TJ Yeldon should do good things. He found the end zone against the Packers. I expect the same thing here if he does it. Another player I like from the same side, actually all three of the players are going to be from this side. I like Allen Hurns.
Mm-hmm.
If he's lining up opposite of Verrett, hey, let's get it.
Okay.
Allen Hurns, he did his thing last week versus Green Bay. So I like that. And then Julius Thomas is another player we could target in this game.
He's back. Yeah. He's finally back.
He's definitely back, man. He's starting off early with Bortles, and I expect the same thing. I expect the same results, him finding the end zone again.
Who do you win in this game?
San Diego.
Yeah.
At home. Definitely winning this game. They lost a close one. They didn't close out the way they should have. And guess who's coming back? Well, not coming back, but he's going to be in this game.
Who?
Joey motherfucking Bosa.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, I like that. I like San Diego winning this.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely going to be tough. And it's hard for a young team, especially any team, to go from the East Coast to the West Coast. But I actually have Jacksonville in an upset.
Okay.
Obviously,
you
I can't.
Took them last. Yo, honestly, that was a good game last week. They covered the spread.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
They
should have won.
A-Rod made the best throw in 3 years. That Aaron Rodgers throw, who's fallen down to Devontae Adams.
Yeah, they could have won.
A thing of beauty. Yeah. I love Bortles this game. I love Allen Robinson this game. You said it. TJ Yeldon's going to be a problem this game, especially if Ivory doesn't play. He's in the hospital for a mysterious condition.
He got released today.
He did, but you don't know what's going on. You don't know if he's going to be well enough to play or not.
Like,
so
I'm like scared. Like,
I am
for
too.
His health.
Yeah, I am too. And that was definitely odd. But I think, back to football, I think Yeldon's going to really have a lot of opportunity. Like you said, Spencer Ware, he was wearing them down, no pun intended. But I think that you could put Yeldon in there in a lot more versatile ways than you could use Spencer Ware out of the backfield, screen, counter, stuff. Like, he's just a faster player and a different kind of running back. I think he's have a lot of opportunity. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes for over 100.
Okay.
I have Jacksonville winning, too, just because of all the players that San Diego is missing.
Close
but
game or blowout?
One player, you got to pick Danny Woodhead.
Oh, okay.
He's just they gave him the ball so much more than they gave Melvin Gordon. They're up most of the game.
And I don't see why they did that. Like, why would you put a passing back in over a back that's going to run between the tackles?
Yeah, but I like that. I like that 1-2 punch. I'd like to see it more 50-50.
Yeah,
I would like to see them both in the field at the same time more, too. I think
it's
they
like
really
60-40.
Yeah.
Woodhead. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
So we'll see. But like I said, this is my sleeper of the week. I got Jacksonville going across the country and winning. Next up, we got Atlanta also going across the country to Oakland.
Okay.
What do you think about that game?
One player that I like in this game is, of course, going to be Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy is just an elite talent level, close to Antonio Brown. If not, they're both on their own tier, in my opinion. I definitely have Julio Jones. Another player that I like to target is Michael Crabtree. Anybody lining up opposite of Trufant could get my head vote. Another player is going to be Devontae Freeman or Tevin Coleman. Oakland couldn't stop Ingram. They couldn't stop, Cadet. So I think Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman could definitely do some damage to that team.
Okay. Who do you have winning?
I have Oakland winning this game. I have to have them doing their thing at home.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And I love Jack Del Rio's play call in the end of the game where he went for two and he only needed to tie it up. So that was great. So definitely have Derek Carr.
Bitch.
Have Julio. Have Julio. Actually have Crabtree, too. And it's weird because it seems like Derek Carr almost has more of a rapport with Crabtree than he does with Amari at this point. So I'd like to see Amari get the points more. I'm sure a lot of people reach on him in fantasy. I did not. But
I definitely did it.
Yeah, I can see that. So, and then one player who I love and who I think is going to really start emerging and being the bell cow is Tevin Coleman. He offers something that that Devontae doesn't. Devontae is a good pass catching back, but they really love Tevin once he has the ball in his hands and his acceleration.
I think he showed you last week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to have even more than 95 receiving yards last week. I think he's going to have a lot of receiving yards this week as well. So I actually have Oakland. It's going to be a close game, though.
You're not taking on any risk.
I took the Jacksonville Jaguars across the country.
Risk. Let's get it.
Okay, I'm betting with my brain, not my heart.
Let's get it.
We got Indianapolis Colts going to Denver. Who do you have? Who do you like?
Player I like in this game, man, could do the game script, is going to be C.J. Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Last week he had 20 carries. I expect the same thing from him, and he could definitely do a lot more damage than he did.
Much worse defense.
Yeah, so I expect C.J. Anderson to do his thing. Actually, you could target the Colts TE tight ends in some situation. Mm-hmm. Both Jack Doyle and Dwayne Allen both have TDs versus Denver in their past. That's crazy because, honestly, I didn't even know who the fuck Jack Doyle was.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting fact right there. Denver doesn't play the tight end position too well, so you could do that. And lastly, I'm going to Andrew Luck because he played well versus Denver. He's always had a good game versus Denver as far as yardage and TDs goes. So I'm definitely going Andrew Luck. And I have Indianapolis Colts winning this game because I don't see Denver as the team, if they're down, that could come back from that. And I expect Colts to throw a lot.
Yeah, no, I was back and forth, and I almost had Indy winning. If it was in Indianapolis, I definitely have them. I just have Denver winning just because of the defense. And I don't think that Indianapolis' defense is anything close to what Carolina offers. Because of that, I think we're going to see a lot more C.J. Anderson,
yeah,
a lot more Emmanuel Sanders as well. Demaryius Thomas is banged up. Trevor Siemian was okay. He was really more of a game manager, though. I don't think he had to pass over 15 yards.
Exactly.
So I think that's going to be a lot more dinking and dunking. But I think they're going to control the clock. And with their defense, they're going to limit the amount of opportunities that Andrew Luck has. He was going against the Lions as well. So let's flip the script on that. He was going against the Lions secondary. Now he's going against Bradley Roby, Aqib Talib, and Chris Harris. So it's going to be a lot different for the entire Indianapolis offense.
Yeah,
so.
But Andrew Luck faced the Broncos last year and the year before that. And that game script could have been the same last year. But he managed it and he did his thing, outperformed the opposing quarterback. So definitely Andrew Luck. But for me, give me Andrew Luck. Definitely cover the spread on this.
Okay. No, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if you were wrong. I like to see things get shaken up. So I'd like to see that. But if I just think who's going to win, I got Denver. All right, moving on. We got another division rivalry that would have been a lot better a month ago. We have Green Bay at Minnesota. Who do you like and who do you think is going to win this?
I'll give me Eddie Lacy over AP in this game.
Yeah.
I like Eddie Lacy over AP. Green Bay did a good job against Yeldon, but he also had a touchdown in that game. But whatever, AP could get a touchdown. But
can we start to say that AP might be done? Is that a conversation we need to start having?
No. AP is not done. That was just all games. That was all about the game, man, and the team, the matchup.
He definitely can't take over a game like he used to, that's for sure.
Yeah, but yeah, Sean Hill, they stacked the box on him like crazy.
They went to the playoffs with Christian Ponder when they did the same thing. So I think he's taking a step back, that's all I'm saying. But go on,
Bob. Yeah. Like I said, give me Eddie Lacy over AP. I like Cobb in this matchup for the underneath routes and stuff like that. I think they could do damage in that. Sort of similar to what Diggs did, but Cobb is a much better receiver than Diggs. So, for this matchup on Minnesota side, give me Diggs or Rudolph.
Yeah.
I expect the same thing that they did last week. I expect that to happen again, especially if Bradford is behind under center. I hope he is. So you can really see how AP rock, but definitely he won't be doing that great. He won't do that much damage against Green Bay.
So you have Green Bay winning, right?
No.
You don't?
Nope. I'm going to go with the home team here. I think Minnesota's going to cover the spread. Or you could buy up some points. I'm going Minnesota in this game.
Okay. Primetime Sunday night game, too. I like it. I think Aaron Rodgers is back, and I think with Jordy Nelson back in the fold, too, this whole offense just clicks back into pace. So I have both of them. And you know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to hate myself because he's going to let me down. I'm going to pick Davante Adams, too. He's going to be low-owned in DFS, but he made a hell of a catch, and I think now that he's back in this role.
Also had a hell of a drop.
He did, but you know what? I think he's better in this number 3 overall role as opposed to they put too much responsibility on his shoulders last year when Jordy went down. He's just not that player, and some players aren't. But he's going to be good for one or two solid catches or touchdowns. They're going to just forget about him. Look, I love this Minnesota defense. I've been caping for them. I think they're one of the most talented defenses in this league, but I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of all time. So because of that, I got Green Bay winning this. And the last game we got, which is kind of dud again. They got to step up these Monday night games. We got Eagles at Chicago.
To what you were saying, step up these Monday night games. I actually stayed up for all of San Francisco and the Rams. So it is what it is. For the Philadelphia Eagles, you can give me Ryan Matthews, but Chicago actually did a good job stopping the run against Lamar Miller. He had a ton of carries, but he didn't really do much like I expected him to do. I definitely like Ryan Matthews to do the same thing. He should actually see the end zone prop most likely. Jordan Matthews, I'll take him too, versus this week's secondary. And a person that most people probably won't target, I'm going to go with Nelson Aguilar. That's a sleeper from that side. A player from The Chicago Bears side, give me Alshon Jeffries.
Yeah.
You got to have him in there. I think he's going to do damage against Philadelphia. Even though I think they have an okay secondary, I still think he's going to do damage. And he's pretty much their only option. Freaking Eddie Royal got into the end zone. Yeah. Still hogging up my boy's touchdown last week. whatever, man. And then Zach Miller, man, needs to come on the scene. But the only player from that team I'm really going after is Alshon Jeffries. I'm not even going after Langford. Nah.
So who do you have winning this game?
It's tough. I didn't even look at. No, let me get my boy. I'm gonna go with the quarterback. I think Cutler's gonna do his thing.
Okay. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if I saw that. I just love what I saw from Carson Wentz last week. I think that he proved it when he was worthy of that second overall pick. And it was ironic that once again the Cleveland Browns saw something they couldn't take, just like ball off on them. So I remember around January when the Jets were out of the playoffs. And I heard whispers about Carson Wentz being a late-round pick. I watched the North Dakota State game on ESPN2. I was like, this guy's legit. He was playing some, like, bum team. But
he definitely had a good outing against Cleveland. He did his thing. I like the way he stood in the pockets and he was throwing it like that.
So. Yeah, the way he throws the ball, too, he just looks legit.
Yeah.
So I like him a lot. Obviously, Alshon's balling out. Player I really like, too, is Darren Sproles. The Bears were having a hard time with Will Fuller's speed. I think that Darren Sproles used a lot last week. I expect them to use him a lot even more just to kind of change up from Ryan Matthews. And like Carl said, I like Nelson Aguilar too as a sleeper. But I have Philadelphia winning this. Last but not least, we have our survivor picks. For me, I have the Cardinals and I have Carolina. I think both of those are locks. And I think if you're in a survivor league, you'll see a ton of those just getting picked as well. So
The survivor is Carolina as well. And you could go with Baltimore.
Yeah.
Those are the two picks for me.
All right, I like it. Well, guys, once again, thanks for listening, and we're going to hit you with a lot more stuff. Please go to the Instagram, like the page, follow, like the podcast as well, but we'll be sure to touch base with you guys next week after week two. So signing off, this is Cody.
This is Carl.
Talk to you guys later. Thank you for all the support. Absolutely. Got the drop top Hummer for the summer, yeah. Go yard back with a honey, yeah. And I know why you mad, cause I'm stunting, yeah. Say I know why you mad, cause I'm stunting, yeah. Waking up on the hills, right on running, yeah. Smoking on that gas, smell like fire, yeah. Like, got my private shit, hold my stomach, yeah. Yeah, I like them fresh, she like them sunny, yeah.